This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You are living under an online police state. And by the way, Natural News has been shadow banned by Facebook and Google and Twitter and YouTube for many, well, a couple of years almost here. Shadow banning is real. And the purpose of shadow banning is to, of course, suppress all speech, all ideas that the left-wing cult doesn't want you to see. And the left-wing cult, which is a totalitarianism approach to controlling speech and demanding obedience, has infiltrated every tech giant that runs the internet. Google is a cult. Facebook is a cult. It is run by cultists. These people are actually cultists, although they don't think they are. They wouldn't describe themselves as cultists. They just think that they're right, and that they're so right that they have the right to suppress and oppress and censor anyone who disagrees with them. And by the way, that's what cultists think, but they never think they're part of a cult. Just so you know, I mean, they will not admit that they are members of a cult, because when you're inside a cult like they are, they can't see it. They can't see the prison for their mind that's been built around them. They can't see how they are participating in enforcing the cult's ideology. They can't see it because they are, you know, they're brainwashed by the cult. And maybe one day there's going to be a way to help them snap out of it. But maybe not. To them, left-wing ideology is their reality. They don't see it because it's just normalcy. To think that we should have no borders, unlimited illegal immigration, to them it's normal. To think that Donald Trump is a crazy person, or to think that all conservatives are evil, or that white people are evil, or that men are bad, to them that's just normal. They don't see themselves as being the racist that they really are. They don't see themselves being full of hatred, even though they are. They're incapable of seeing what they have become. Just like, and yes, you knew I was going to invoke this, just like the Third Reich, just like Nazi Germany, it is a very legitimate comparison. Because remember, back in the days of the Nazis, those people also were part of their own cult. It was really a radical left-wing socialist fascist cult. Remember that Nazi stands for National Socialism in German. The Na and the Z is National Socialism. I don't know the exact German words, but you can look it up if you don't believe me. Socialism is radical leftism. State control over speech is exactly what the left wants today, and that's what Adolf Hitler pushed. State control over science, technology, media, education, healthcare. That's what Adolf Hitler envisioned, and that's what he put into place, and that's exactly what the left wants as well. State-run everything. And in order to be accepted in that Nazi society, you had to be completely loyal and obedient to the state, which is exactly what leftism demands today. Absolute obedience to left-wing ideology, because it is a cult. And so the online tech giants have recreated the Nazi police state, the totalitarian philosophy of Adolf Hitler. They've recreated that now on the internet. You know, Google is like a Goebbels of Nazi Germany. He's like the propaganda minister, right? That's Google. Google enforces the propaganda. Google is Goebbels. Should actually be renamed Goebbel Google or something. How do you spell Goebbels? G-O-E-B-B-E-E-L. I don't remember the exact spelling. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the same thing. They're all enforcers of this ideology. Another similarity between leftism and Nazism is that they both demand that their political opponents be killed. They demand that people be crushed or destroyed, criminalized for saying something that the left doesn't agree with. For example, in the realm of climate science, how many leftists have called for jailing individuals who did not agree with the climate change narrative? We've covered these stories before on Natural News, where the left calls for people to be put in jail. The actual criminalization of so-called climate change denialism, which means that if you don't obediently bow down and lick the boots of their quack science, then you're going to go to jail. That's what they want. They've openly called for it. You see, that is a Nazi Germany type of tactic, to imprison everybody that disagrees with them. Look at what else. What did the former Soviet Union do to political enemies of the state? They had them condemned as mentally ill, and then they had them institutionalized or killed under psychiatry, under the medicine of psychiatry. What do you see today in America? You've got this Korean gal, Bandy Lee, I think is her name, Yale University, saying that Donald Trump is mentally insane and that Democrats need to medically kidnap Donald Trump and subject him to psychiatric tests and remove him from office because he's mentally ill. That is a classic Soviet Union technique. Classic communist China. Well, actually, an even better thing, a better example from communist China is, of course, the Cultural Revolution, where the communists went door to door and they pulled academics out of their homes, and anybody who was informed, historians, for example, or libertarian-minded people of the time, they pulled them out of their homes and they shot them in the streets and they beat them to death with pipes and bricks. Cultural Revolution. And children turned in their own parents because their parents were too well informed. They specifically targeted academics, historians, university professors who taught against communism. They were all murdered. This was the Cultural Revolution, the rise of Mao, the rise of the modern communist Red China state that exists today. And that is what the left wants also. They literally desire to go door to door and murder people who disagree with them. And if you think about it, it's getting to the point where, you know, all this hatred against white men, all this hatred against Christians, this pushing, this white guilt and white privilege, extreme hatred and intolerance pushed by the left. What's happening with that? Well, white people are now being discriminated against in their jobs. Google is being sued with a class action lawsuit for systemic discrimination against people because they are white. Racism is alive and well at Google because it is an extension of the cultism that has become the dangerous left, which is an echo of Nazi Germany cultism, obedience, demands, progressivism, fascism, all these things that the left now embodies in one form or another. And the common thread, the common pattern, really, that you've witnessed in all of this, whether it's Nazi Germany or communist China, the Cultural Revolution, or Mussolini, for that matter, or Stalin, the common thread is that first, the radical left takes control over all media and information so that they can push their propaganda. That is exactly what Google is doing today. That's what Facebook is doing. That's what Twitter is doing. They're actively censoring political opposition to radical left-wing ideas. Because then the next step is to call for the genocide or the mass murder of political enemies. That's the next step. And this is really the bigger point of this entire podcast. I want you to understand that Google's censorship of Natural News and Facebook's shadow banning of Natural News and Twitter's shadow banning of Daily Caller, for example, and conservative political sites, this is not the end game for the left. This is the beginning of a much greater conspiracy effort to literally murder and execute conservatives by criminalizing conservative thought, even at the highest levels of executive government, which is the office of the presidency. They want to criminalize Donald Trump. They literally right now have called for medically kidnapping President Trump to remove him from office based on their definition of mental stability. That is what the left demands. And the censorship is just a run-up to that. They have to control the online debate first. That's what the censorship is all about. They have to silence specific voices. They have to shut down reason and logic and rational debate. They have to silence people like Ben Shapiro. They have to silence people that do not kowtow to the radical left-wing agenda that they want to succeed. And so all of this that you're seeing, all of this censorship is a run-up to eventually genocide and mass murder. That's what they want. That's what they demand. That's what the that's where the left always takes you. Historically, whether it's the Soviet Union, Communist China, Nazi Germany, and now modern day America. So I want you to be aware of where all of this is going. So what can you do about all of this? If you want to live in a free country, if you want to participate in free thinking, if you want to be able to speak your mind and engage in public debate, maybe hear both sides of the issue instead of just the one side that is the left cult side, what can you do? Well, one thing you can do is you can join me in calling for First Amendment protections for users of online services such as Google or Facebook or Twitter and so on. We need a First Amendment which has, well, it was written to protect people from government oppression of speech. We need that First Amendment to protect us now from oppression and censorship by the tech giants. So we need a broadening of the First Amendment to apply to these large-scale, almost public utility-scale internet services such as Google and Facebook and Twitter and so on. That's what we really need. So you can join me in calling your representative in Washington, your senators and your congressperson, and tell them that you are aware of this problem and that you want a First Amendment Protection Act that criminalizes censorship of individuals based on the content of their ideas. And that this should apply to large tech giants, you know, tech companies beyond a certain size would be subject to this law. And that these protections need to be put in place for the simple reason that government is no longer the greatest threat to your freedom to think or speak or write. Government's not the threat. It is corporations like Google, which, again, is a corporation run by actual cultists, actual cult members who are repeating the dark history of Stalin and Mao and Adolf Hitler himself. They're repeating it again. And yet they believe that they are the ones that they think that what they're doing is somehow saving America and saving the world. But that's what communists always think as they're putting a bullet in your head and executing you. Communists always tell themselves that they're fighting for the good of society while they're murdering your children or your family. And the left is no different today. The left is extremely dangerous. These people are, they have a totalitarian mindset. They are not bashful about calling for murder and violence. They are terrorists at heart. They believe in oppression and censorship of all ideas with which they disagree. They believe they are intellectually superior, and thus they believe they are the only ones who are qualified to engage in any conversations or debate about any topic whatsoever. Thus, they tell themselves that they are justified in silencing everyone else. And that's what the engineers at Twitter tell themselves when they're shadow banning users. That's what the engineers at Google tell themselves when they're banning domains like naturalnews.com. This is what Facebook employees and engineers also tell themselves when they're shadow banning certain accounts. They are evil, but when they look in the mirror, they see justice, just like the Nazis did, just like the Nazis, just like the Stalinists, just like the Maoists. They all, when they looked in the mirror, they didn't tell themselves that they were evil. They didn't see evil in their own hearts and minds, but they were evil. They were carrying out acts of oppression. They were stifling dissent. They were silencing opposition. They were calling for violence and murder of those who disagreed with them. It is these acts, the behavior that makes them evil. And yet when they looked in the mirror, they thought that they were full of love and tolerance and progress. Remember, Hitler argued that his regime was going to create a better world, a civilization for the next 1,000 years. Hitler said that he was going to make progress too, just like the left today. Everything they do is invoking the same justification and twisted logic of Nazi Germany. They think that they are the only ones, that they have a monopoly on all solutions for the future of our world, and that they are so right, they tell themselves, that they have the right to silence everyone who disagrees with them. So that's the philosophy that they have embraced, and that's why they are a dangerous cult. So call your representatives in Washington today, and of course, share this podcast. It's crucial that we get this message out there. Read my website, naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm well known in independent media. You can find my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And, support our work as well. Support independent media. Visit censored.news, where we have real-time news updates from the most censored independent news websites in the world. Check out that website. Again, it's censored.news. And, fight for truth and liberty. Fight against the left cult. Join me in this effort, or we will all lose the right to think for ourselves and to speak freely, to even question the totalitarian cult of the left. It will soon be a crime if we don't stop this. So thank you for your support. I thank you for your sharing this. And again, you can find more at healthrangerreport.com. Be safe, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.